Welcome back. You're listening to Know Your States, Know Your Community. I'm Jack Peterson here with Jim Healy, and we are moving on now to the Volunteer State, our 15th most populous state, home to more than 7 million people. It is the 16th state to join the Union on June 1st, 1796. We're talking to a Tennessean named Charlie Parrish. Welcome, Charlie. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And where are you from within Tennessee?
Originally from Knoxville, which is the eastern corner of the state.
A town I've heard of. I've heard of Knoxville. Yeah. Knoxville and Nashville and...
Memphis.
Oh, in Memphis, Tennessee.
Don't forget Memphis.
And Chattanooga.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's right. Chattanooga. Huh. So... How large was Knoxville when you were growing up? Was it a good size? Is it a good size town?
My memory was it was the 100 to 150 size, and it's probably double that now, I'm
thinking. Okay. And what's the geography around Knoxville?
Lots of water and lots of deciduous trees.
Any mountains?
And some low mountains.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
For the most part.
And I take it the seasons were noticeable?
Very much so. Probably more so than any other state I've been in.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. You had just about 3 month seasons throughout the year.
Cool. Pretty trees in the fall?
Very pretty.
Ah, yeah. Wonderful.
Dogwood trees are the big big one there.
Yeah, so. Yeah. How about snow?
We would get snow every year for a month or two. Not loads of accumulation, but you'd get 2 inches here and 3 inches there, and maybe enough some years to actually sled on.
Was it the mm-hmm. kind of snow that you had to shovel, or if you just waited a couple of days?
You could wait it out.
Wonderful.
Knoxville is in, okay, that's the eastern end of Tennessee. Where mm-hmm. where are the other... It's a wide state, a short wide state.
Correct.
Yeah.
It takes a while to drive one end to the other. Uh-huh. Chattanooga, well, Knoxville's in the northeast corner.
Mm-hmm.
Chattanooga is in the southeast corner. Nashville is pretty much in the middle. And then Memphis is on the west corner or west side.
Yeah, Memphis is a borders Mississippi, right?
Correct.
I think. Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But it's a very populous state. I mean, for its size, that must be. I'm sure I can look it up. But it's not a huge state, but it's the 15th most populous. So yeah, all those cities. Is it a rural state, or did you grow up kind of, you were in the city?
No, it was more rural. Yeah. I remember just wandering out the backyard and going mm-hmm. lots of places without seeing people.
Mm-hmm. What makes Knoxville in terms of industry or business? Why is Knoxville Knoxville? No, that's not what I'm asking.
There are some industries I'm not that mm-hmm. familiar with, but mm-hmm. one of the big things there is the Tennessee Valley Authority.
Right. The TVA.
Which my dad worked for. He was a director of engineering and design mm-hmm. there mm-hmm. and had about 1,200 people working for him. So it was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But there's lots of water to take care of and to use to make power.
Exactly.
So that was a big part of that.
How many years did you live in Knoxville?
16.
Okay, and then?
Then to Nashville for 4 years.
Okay, and what was in Nashville?
Vanderbilt University.
Vanderbilt, the Commodores. Okay, and did you get a different feel for Tennessee moving from Knoxville to Nashville?
Yes, it's not as green.
Okay.
More people per space.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's really exploded. The town Nashville is gone, has increased four times since I was there.
Whoa. And was everyone carrying around a guitar on their back and sheet music, you know, things that they're writing?
There's a lot of that going on. There's an amazing amount of money in the city of Nashville.
In the country music industry as well.
And the dollar goes a long way there.
And so what was the distance between Knoxville and Nashville? Could you take a guess?
My memory is 200 miles.
Okay. Wow.
3 hour plus drive.
And of course, one of the marvelous things about when I think of Tennessee, I think of music, and you've got country western, but then over on the western part, you have blues, Memphis blues. And did you ever spend much time in Memphis at all?
I did not. My brother ended up there for a few years, but Memphis was never, it is a long way. Knoxville, 400 to 500 miles. So it's kind of like Boise to Sandpoint.
Got it. It's like in another galaxy. Do you get back often to Tennessee?
Generally, the only thing that will take us back to Tennessee is class reunions. And if there's a death in the family or something of that sort. So maybe every 5 or 10 years.
Okay, so you do get back. So, yeah, I'd like to, we've been asking people, when they do go back, do you discover something like, that you miss? You know, like, ooh, a food item, like...
fried chicken?
There you go. Okay, sure. I mean, you know, something that you get back there that isn't quite what it is here. Fried chicken, yeah, I'll go back with you on that. I mean...
That's good. Yeah. Is it true that they make a, there's a spicy fried chicken? Is that a thing in Nashville or in Tennessee?
I'm sure they have taken it.
They've done it. Yeah.
Down that road now.
I don't remember which.
That's not something that I was familiar with in my day.
Yeah.
Because I left Tennessee at age of 20, I guess.
Yeah. But four formative years in the city of Nashville, during the, and at the time it was already, I imagine, the country music capital of the world.
Yes.
Oh, did you, Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah, did you,
Well, when I played football at Vanderbilt, and I was, when I was recruited, one of the things they have us do is go backstage at the Ryman Auditorium. And I remember, the only act I remember, and I was not much of a country music fan, I'll have to admit, but I do remember standing behind Flat and Scruggs.
Whoa.
Lester Flat and Earl Scruggs.
Very cool.
A big deal.
Yeah.
Major deal. In terms of bluegrass, the influence is amazing.
Right. And then later, I guess it was third or fourth year of school, we were invited to be guests on the Johnny Cash Show.
And did you get to see him?
Yes.
And?
Well, no, it was just, we were guests of honor.
Okay.
For the, he had a show for a few years there. So.
Yeah.
And then right after that, I think they closed the Ryman down for a while, and then they have remodeled it since, as I remember.
Were you impressed to see him live? I mean,
it was kind of a big deal. I mean, we would have the occasional country music singer come by practice.
Really?
And the only one I can remember, I was trying to think back of who might have come by. Lou Reed is the only one that comes to mind. But that's, of course, been 50 plus years ago.
Cool.
But one of my teammates and his girlfriend, wife, actually babysat for Johnny Cash. So I don't know who the kids were at the time, but... That was kind of an interesting thing.
What neat memories, you know, in terms of, but so you played football at Vanderbilt?
I did.
In a position? What position?
Offensive tackle.
Go away. No kidding. All I have to say, Charles, is that offensive tackles today are about twice your size.
Yes. Well, and coming from being a tailback in high school, that was a bit of a change.
You were a tailback in high school and then going to offensive line. Whoa.
That's kind of wild. That's quite a this is not the football show, but no, I'd be interested to know how a tailback ends up on the offensive line in college. But yeah,
well, you look around and you see two mm-hmm. or three All-American running backs, and uh-huh. you think to yourself, I'm going to have to do something different.
and we'd be remiss to say, you know, talking about football, you know, University of Tennessee. I mean, that's a major. But we can go back to other things in Tennessee. So you've traveled all over the state?
Yes. I mean, not extensively, mm-hmm. but we have. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. You mentioned that your father was an engineer for the TVA, and that right. was the Tennessee Valley Authority. It must be that's the river,
Lots of water.
Yeah.
Rivers, lakes, et cetera, et cetera.
And basically designing dams and constructing dams for power.
Which was one of the things I did as a young lad,
mm-hmm.
is we would dam up the creeks.
Ooh. Ah. Ooh, uh-huh. Fun. Fun.
Just uh-huh. pee on the backyard. And mm-hmm. on one occasion, the neighbor's backyard was half underwater. And we we were corrected at that point. We were doing our job too well.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, doesn't the TVA play into the plot of Deliverance, you know, where it gets dammed at the end, if I'm not mistaken, and then a lot of what happens in the movie is covered with water?
That's very possible. I don't.
John Voight and Burt Reynolds mm-hmm. and
right.
classic movie from.
That was the scary one.
Yes, 1970-ish. Yeah, I haven't seen that in a while, but I think you're right. Yeah, at the end, everything that they went through has been mm-hmm. basically wiped clean. Yeah.
One of the things I've always mm-hmm. loved, I used to stare at maps, and I still do, is that Tennessee almost has parallel lines for its north border and south border, and I just thought that was neat as can be to have a wide state, but lengthwise in between, not that far.
And it's another one of those states that has a lot of contiguous states.
Touching,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, when we had Maine in here, there's only one state that touches Maine, you know, and mm-hmm. You've got quite a few. You look at the map, there's Kentucky, there's Virginia, North Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Arkansas, and Missouri. And I wonder, maybe you can't answer this, but the different parts of Tennessee, if they're close to the other states, if there's regional influence, like the part of Tennessee that touches Mississippi, if there's a regional influence there that is not like over in the part that touches Virginia.
I'm sure there is some of that, not something that I would have recognized mm-hmm, in mm-hmm. my young lifetime, perhaps, but... young life.
Accents. I would think of accents, you know, or idiomatic sayings or words would be. So Tennessee is, you know, we're going to have to, when we get done with this, Jack, you know, see if there's any other state that has that many states touching it.
That might be the, that might be the winner.
Touched kinda looking state.
Kentucky's got a good number, but I think Tennessee hasn't beat.
Yeah.
4, 5, 6, 7.
As far as the people in Tennessee, when you encounter a person from Tennessee, when you bump into somebody out here, is there anything you recognize? Any Tennessean characteristics that you
The accent is probably the first thing I notice.
Yeah. Which is, I mean, you do have a little Tennessee accent, and it's a little different, I guess, than the deep South accent. Yes. And it's not the East Coast.
And I have worked hard to get rid of most of it.
Yeah.
Where does it come through? Do you remember words or mannerisms?
I think when I go back there,
it comes out.
Pick it back up. Yes,
picks quickly. It up right again. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You slow down a bit.
Yeah, that's the difference, I guess. That's the Tennessee touch. Let's see. Is there any you spent time in Nashville listening as a young man in Nashville? I guess you're busy with football, but aside from going to some, you know, the famous, you got to see Johnny Cash and you got to go to the Ryman, but was music just on every street corner? You know, like I think it is now. I've never been there myself.
Yes. Well, yeah. when you're on a college campus, mm-hmm. you tend to stay on the campus.
Sure.
And so we didn't get downtown that much, I'll have to admit.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
there were occasional, of course, good music coming through.
But of course, he's a student. Classes. He has to study.
And no money.
And do work. Uh-huh. So after Vanderbilt, then where?
2 years in Durham, North Carolina.
Okay.
At Duke University.
I was going to say, you just slid right over. And now, where's Durham? I mean, we don't want to talk about North Carolina, but we can.
More or less the middle-ish of the state.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And do you remember much difference between, ooh, I'm in North Carolina now, not in Tennessee? Or is it all similar?
I think the biggest difference was probably the size of the city that Duke is in,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
versus Nashville. Much smaller city. You know, it's a different vibe,
yeah,
than living in a large city like Nashville.
Knoxville, where you grew up, is Eastern Tennessee, and is that in the mountains? Is that in the?
It's real close.
Yeah,
yeah. It's the foothills of the mm-hmm. mountains, I guess you would say.
Yeah. Is Western Tennessee also is
totally different?
Totally different.
Totally different feel. It's
the Mississippi River that forms, right. Mississippi forms River, the border.
Mm-hmm. Flat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not much in the way of hills to speak of.
Yeah. Is there a cultural difference you know between the mountain side of the state versus the flat side of the state?
That's interesting. I can't say that I feel that much differential. Maybe a little more open-minded, perhaps, on the west side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would say that with the River Road and the influx of people going up and down the Mississippi, that area, I'm just guessing, would be a little bit more fluid than... Because I really don't know what, I take it the mountains form the border for Eastern Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just guess in terms of influx of people, yep. ideas, food. Oh, yep. I always think about food.
The mountain people stay in the mountains.
Mm-hmm. They stay in their hollers.
That's true.
You know, and...
What, we know in your case, it was the TVA that brought your family to Knoxville, but what brings people to Knoxville and into the mountains of Tennessee in the first place? What do people?
I would say the university there is rather large now, and
major.
Lots of people come there. You know, one family member is connected in some way to the university, and I think that's been a big reason for the growth in that area.
Mm-hmm. Now, were your parents native Tennesseans? Is that what we call them?
That's
Tennesseans?
Actually, my mother was from Chattanooga.
Ooh, okay.
And my father was from Alabama.
Hmm. Ah, okay.
Did you spend much time in Chattanooga then? Or
only the occasional trip to see grandparents.
Uh-huh.
But not very much. Only thing I remember in Chattanooga at my age was the Waffle House.
nothing wrong with that, no. As far as I'm concerned. Since we're talking about fried chicken and waffles.
Yeah. That is it, I mean, Waffle House is throughout the South. Did you, but there was one in Chattanooga, but not one in Knoxville, I take it? At the time?
There probably was, but not nearby. It was more Shoney's. That was the high end.
Shoney's?
Whoa, tell us more.
What's Shoney's?
Shoney's? What's a Shoney's?
Shoney's? It was a burger joint. It was the hangout for high school.
Shoney's. S-H-O-N-I?
E-Y-S. E-Y-S. E-Y-apostrophe-S.
I'll have a Shoney's.
Yeah. So it's a landlocked state. We know fried chicken. It's not. You can't get the seafood there. A lot of times we ask people what they miss, and everybody on the East Coast seems to say that they miss some kind of seafood dish. But
we did have one exotic restaurant in Knoxville.
Uh huh.
It was Italian.
Ooh. Yeah.
Uh huh.
Louis.
Louis.
Uh-huh. That was a big deal. You're really stepping out when you go eat Italian food.
Yeah.
Wow. I imagine catfish would be, wouldn't it? On the Mississippi?
Some folks would eat catfish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not part of that.
Yeah. not for you.
You're at Shoney's. I mean, what the heck?
What did you eat? I mean, growing up, you know, what's the average, what was the diet for...
It was fried chicken or beef of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
Green beans and mashed potatoes or other potatoes. Okay. that would probably cover about 80% of it.
Of your diet. And then there's the Waffle House.
That's
right.
Uh-huh. Charlie, it's been great chatting with you about Tennessee. Is there anything that we haven't talked about that you'd like to share about Tennessee with our listeners?
I think it's hard to capture the beauty of that East Tennessee corner. It just is. Never been another place I've been that is that gorgeous as far as trees and greenery and blossoms of sorts. So. I would say that's probably the highlight.
Okay. Northeastern Tennessee that kind of hovers between North Carolina and Virginia.
Correct.
Wow. And of course, we can't let you out of the studio with saying, do you remember humidity?
Oh. As you may have mentioned in the past, you didn't realize it at the time, mm-hmm. but you realize it when you go back.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that Jack and I have talked about is that, you know, we interview community members and what do you miss about? Oh, I miss these, this and that. Nobody says they miss the humidity, mm-hmm. you know, and I think the common thread is that once you discover that life can be lived with minimal amounts of humidity, it's just mm-hmm. noticeable when you go back.
That is correct. You take it in very small pieces, in small doses.
Exactly. Charlie, thank you so much for participating in Know Your States, Know Your Community here on 88.5.
Thank you guys for your work. I appreciate it.